You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are joining Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hello Vidar, how are you?
I'm very well, Toby, and I trust you are as well.
I'm very well, thanks. I hear you stepped right up and entered the dazzling world of P.T. Barnum, where imagination and ambition knows no bounds, as the current touring production visited the Birmingham Hippodrome. So how was the greatest show on earth at the Birmingham Hippodrome for you, Vidar?
A new experience is the first thing I would say, Toby. I'd never seen it before, either on the film or on the stage. It was full of action, full of energy, full of incredible acrobatics and juggling and one thing and another. Lot to see, very pacey. Jonathan Nash had his work cut out providing audio description, which he did in the usual excellent time on way. I enjoyed it. It was the first time I saw it and it was good to see.
I hear Barnum first took the UK by storm when it played the London Palladium with Michael Crawford making theatre history with a death-defying tightrope walk across the stage every night. And in this touring production, Lee Mead steps into Barnum's shoes and onto that tightrope too. So, Vidar, how was the description of all the circus acts and that death-defying tightrope walk brought to life for you through the audio description?
The audio description was actually, it wasn't a bonus, it was more than that, because without it you'd have had completely no idea of what was happening in terms of the tightrope walking, the juggling, etc., which are very much overtly visual aspects to any production. So thanks to Jonathan's audio description, we felt the suspense, the tension, and I certainly did, and the achievement of attaining all those things, and very good it was too.
And Barnum, I think, is a bit of a swirl of honest humbug. It's loud, colourful and relentlessly busy with an ensemble cast of over 20 actor musicians playing 150 instruments, acrobats and amazing circus acts on stage too. Did you feel like you got a sense of everything that was happening on stage, as probably not every dazzling moment could be described by Jonathan?
I felt that we did get a very good overall picture of what was happening on stage through, as you say, Toby, an extremely busy performance. The touch tour beforehand was also very helpful. We were able to examine costumes and some of the props and hear a bit more about the production from the stage management, and that was interesting and informative. But yes, in terms of the work of Jonathan in this case as the audio describer, it certainly was quite a tour de force to try and contain all that was overtly visual in his description.
I suspect he did bring it all to life because, you know, with everything that's going on, and I'm sure Jonathan, as usual, would have, you know, sort of, I suppose, picked out all the sort of spectacular moments on stage.
Very much so. And I think we were very much the beneficiaries of that. And thanks to his audio description, we got so much more out of, at least I certainly, for one visually impaired patron, got so much more out of the performance. And yes, I could have probably followed the general gist without it, but there was so much more that would have been lost to me had we not had the AD. So great to have it, and very well done it was.
And amongst all that spectacle of the circus, Barnum's life and career twists and turns as he, I suppose, schemes and dreams his way to, I suppose, heady heights, hand in hand with his wife Charity, and a bit of a chaotic relationship I think they may have had too, as he moved from small-time promoter to creating the greatest show on earth.
You summed up really well, and that was very much part of the important storyline. And Jenny Lind, the singer, the opera singer, was also an important character in the performance as well.
So would you say that this touring production of Barnum would generally delight the crowds as it continues on its UK tour, Vidar?
Judging by my matinee experience at the Hippodrome, the audience seemed to be very engaged, very enthusiastic and very involved. And I think that was probably what the general gist was for any audience seeing the show either in Birmingham or elsewhere on the tour.
Well, to find out more about the current tour of Barnum, along with details of dates and times of performances near you, do go to kenwright.com/productions/Barnum-2026-UK-tour. Next time, Vidar, I think you'll be at the rep for a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Bit of a nostalgic trip for me, this one, not Midsummer Night's Dream, the first Shakespeare I did. So got a soft spot for the play and look forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of Barnum at the Birmingham Hippodrome with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.